AC All Access Show. We're live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. They're hiring. Stop on out. Want some work? They'll put you to work. Place is busy here on a Monday night. I'm Ian Wendt. We have Stacy Mitchell, our marketing specialist extraordinaire, helping me out. We have Gabby with ACTV. So if you've been looking at the postings on social media and you like them, it's because Gabby did them. If you don't, one of her helpers did. So right now we're going to talk some football. And what a 2 weeks it's been for this program. We have a junior linebacker from Michigan, from out in Shepherd.
Yeah.
Maddox Woods. Hey, where is Shepherd?
It's right in the middle of the mitten. It's closer to Central Michigan at CMU.
Okay.
Mount Pleasant area. It's about 10 minutes south of Mount Pleasant. It's a real small school.
Yeah.
Division 5 football. So, yeah, I graduated about 120 kids in my class. So not too big, not too big at all.
And so 3 years ago, what brought you all the way down to Adrian?
To be honest, I was a little lazy in my recruitment. And also being a small school, it was hard to get my name out there as much as, you know, going to a higher division school. So I was blessed with the opportunity to come down and get a visit from Adrian, and kind of fell in love when I got there with the facilities and everything around there. The school was beautiful, so that kind of sold me and made it my home.
Maddox, you got some early playing time in your career as a freshman, being on that tough season, a 1-9 campaign, but had to learn something from that, and then, you know, the turnaround the last 2 years.
Yeah, being on that 1-9 team, I started out playing just a lot of special teams, and then I believe it was week 7. I was blessed with the ability to start against Trine, so I did get a game under my belt there. And just going from that 1-9 to the switch from the whole coaching staff, it's been unbelievable. It's been night and day difference, and it's great to be a part of.
And I mean, I'm probably going to ask every football player, even in like 4 weeks, just the effort in week 1 against an FCS Division I team, you know, you being a big part of this defense for Adrian. You got a couple of coordinators there in defense that really know what they're doing. Ron Shields has put up some outstanding defenses in his time, and Chad O'Brien just doing what he does. What's it like to play under those coaches? And obviously you have a positional coach too, so if you want to shout them out too, you can, Maddox.
Right, yeah. I mean, we have Coach OB, Coach O'Brien, who is our defense coordinator, and then Coach Shields, who is our co-defense coordinator, and then Coach Kenny, who is our linebacker coach. So we're constantly getting bounced between multiple coaches, but it's honestly a blessing because there's so much information that to be brought towards us, and, you know, we're able to learn so many different ways, and it's amazing. You know, Coach OB is sitting up in the booth, and he's calling the plays while we have Coach Shields and Coach Kenny on the field, who are in-game experience, giving signals, you know, coaching on the sidelines. So it's really a masterpiece to watch everything work together, and it's a good thing.
If people knew what Coach Kenny looked like, they would not think linebacker coach.
No, not at all.
He was a very good wide receiver in his time.
I was able to see some of his huddle film, and I can say Coach Kenny's got some. He's got some game.
So, you know, getting coaching from an offensive guy gives you and I think Coach Kenny a different kind of perspective on things defensively.
Right. You know, at first it was hard to buy into because you think, you know, this guy never played defense. You don't really know.
Right.
But I mean, he brings so much to the table, and he's devoted switching from his playing to his teaching elements, and, you know, he's focused everything now on football to linebackers and the defense, and he constantly brings amazing energy to the group every day, and he's always there to coach, and he's just a great person to be around and a great coach to have there every day.
So your position defensively, you are a linebacker, you play on the outside.
Correct.
Having broken down all the film, are you more of a, you're going to rush off the edge? I mean, your big plays, you're obviously rushing in off the edge, but
yeah.
Well, is that more of that style you play, like an attacking linebacker?
I would say so, yeah. Like, my game is definitely be physical and, you know, bring the hit, not get hit, and that's how I've always played. But being the outside to the field, I do deal with a lot of space, so a lot of pass coverage, a lot of guarding the fast guys, which, you know, is part of the game. But also the heat off the edge is, that's the fun part. When they get the blitz signal, that's when I smile, and that's when I go.
Your linebacking core, you have suddenly a lot of veteran presence.
Yeah.
I've watched now Liam Keary, your middle linebacker, play a couple games, and obviously coming down from from Concordia probably brought a little bit of an edge playing with a guy like that. What's it been like in that linebacker room?
Yeah, I mean, Liam, he's a great guy, and what a tool to add to our defense. I mean, his football knowledge is insane just because, you know, he's been there. He's had those years of playing. He's had that experience playing at Concordia. And, you know, he's awesome to have there because not only is he someone you can watch do the stuff he does on the field, but he'll break it down and he'll explain it to you and teach it to you. And we'll be in practice and he'll look at me and be like, hey, it's counter coming your ways. And, you know, snap the ball.
There it is.
Snap the ball, counter's coming my way. So, I mean, to have that with you playing on the field is it's awesome.
Then you have a good mix of experience from Adrian and experience outside on the defensive line and behind you in the secondary.
Oh, yeah.
So you've had a lot of changes in the last 2 years in terms of the personnel, but I have noticed some of the guys have stuck around, right?
Yeah.
I mean, especially
yeah.
they got to play on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I want to say my junior class, we have CJ, the defensive lineman, and we have some freshmen that stuck around last year that are now sophomores, and getting to just grow with those guys and play with them and watch them develop has been awesome, and as well as incorporating all the new transfers in and the new guys, like the freshmen we picked up. It's been awesome seeing everyone merge together and become the defense we are now and that we're going to become.
Talking Bulldog football with junior linebacker Maddox Woods, the people want me to ask, I'm assuming this, but what's it like to practice against Noah Boudry?
You know,
if you go 1D versus 1-0, what's it like going up against that guy?
Noah's a great athlete, and, you know, he makes plays happen when you don't think nothing's going to happen from it. So going against him in practice is, you know, it gets irritating at times, but it's also, you know, iron sharpens iron. So when we get those one-on-one reps at practice, that's what I look forward to at practice, and that's what really makes us better as a team is when our ones are going against our ones and we're putting up that effort, you know.
Let's get to the games for a second. Week one, on the field to finish that game against Valpo, right? Ethan gets that INT to seal the deal, and you know, I was on the defensive bus up toward the front, but I mean, just the vibe around the team, even before, like there was a quiet confidence that, hey, if we can keep in this game, we can win it. What was that feeling like on the field and then in the locker room after?
Like going into the game, Coach Polka was preaching on and off, it's not about who we play, it's about us and what we do. And you could tell that was the focus for the team. You know, we didn't care that they were a D1 school. We didn't care what the name was that was on the jersey. All we cared about was playing how we play and playing to our potentials. And you know, we went out there and did that. And we knew it was going to be a 60-minute game. You know, it wasn't going to be a win handed to us. And that's what we did. We stayed out there and we fought. And even when the night got dark towards the end and we thought it was all over, a miracle happened and it was awesome.
That's
it was
right.
Amazing.
You were on the sideline, obviously, when Aberger made that catch.
Yeah. It was, at first it was a little heartbreaking because you think, man, that we did all that for nothing. But I was with my D-line and CJ, and I was talking, we just got to have faith. Faith was the word we stuck with, and we watched the offense march down, and it was just awesome to see the play calling, the execution from the players. It was amazing, and you couldn't ask for something better.
Well, you turn the page to week two. Focus, not an issue. The ones got to leave in plenty of time. 76-0 win over Teal. Were you guys aware how close you were getting to a record, you know, maybe in that second half? Or
I didn't know we were getting close to record, but, I mean, that game was just – it was a great team win. You know, it was awesome to not only go out there and hold them to zero, but do that with the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours.
Right.
Like that is just – that's an awesome thing to see, and, you know, that shows a great team effort. And holding to 34 yards or 32 yards total offense, like that's unheard of, especially with your twos, threes, fours. So that was just really awesome to see and super cool to see everyone eat that game.
Yeah, with my broadcast partner Sean in the booth, we're talking in half. I go, probably the focus on the second half is keeping that zero up.
Yeah.
I mean, 49 is impressive. 76 is unreal. But that zero, you know, that's something you got over those other record-holding teams that, as you mentioned, the entire defense got to be a part of that.
It was a sight to see. I mean, it was super cool being able to see, you know, the young guys who might not get as many reps in practice as other people go out there and execute plays and make tackles and get hype for each other. It was awesome to be able to see that and support that. So it was just super cool.
All right, then you guys get to stay home this Saturday. Manchester comes to town 3 o'clock for homecoming. This will be your third one now as a student athlete. What are you expecting on Saturday?
I'm expecting, you know, hopefully there's a big crowd. I mean, that's awesome for us. I love a huge atmosphere in the fans, and that's just, it makes the game 10 times more better. And also, I'm just going out there to look to dominate. We, you know, like I said, we don't care what team shows up. We care about what we do and how we show up. So I know we're going to prepare for this game like it's a championship game like we always do. And hopefully we go out there and we execute all the little things to a T and we just dominate.
All right, Maddox, sounds good. Appreciate the time today. Good luck on Saturday, and go Dogs.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Go Dogs.
Absolutely. Once again, junior linebacker from Shepherd, Michigan, Maddox Woods. We're going to take a break. We're going to go running. Not actually. I wouldn't be doing this show if we were running. A cross-country runner, Ryan Morris, a sophomore from Michigan, will join us in just a little bit. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more from Frickers on the ACL Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
D1 Club Baseball plays this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. Catch Club Softball Friday for a doubleheader starting at 4 and watch the Bulldogs football team take on Manchester University next Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
D1 Club Baseball plays this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. Catch Club Softball Friday for a doubleheader starting at 4 and watch the Bulldogs football team take on Manchester University next Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
D1 Club Baseball plays this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. Catch Club Softball Friday for a doubleheader starting at 4 and watch the Bulldogs football team take on Manchester University next Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Hello and welcome back to the ACL Access Show. We're live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. I'm your host, Ian Wendt, Josh Mitchell in our cave studio. Stacy Mitchell alongside, not mic'd, which is probably good for everybody. We couldn't do the show without her. We have Gabby with ACTV. What's that?
I said
just show up and don't say anything. Set up the wonderful banner we have and then just do your sales thing. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk homecoming with the homecoming queen, or her official title, alumni director, Jenny Carlson. But first, let's talk some cross country, a sport that I envy because I can't do it. And we're going to talk with Ryan Morris. He's a sophomore from New Boston, Michigan. Ryan, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Cross country. I've interviewed plenty of Bulldog runners, and I've interviewed some high schoolers, so I'm kind of getting the vibe of what the sport is all about. There's certainly a team element, individual element. You want to sort of crescendo your season, right? Maybe start off wherever you do, and then just play your best at the end of the season. And do you think you're on that path?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think that we're starting off really strong. We've got a lot of really good workouts under our belts, and then get some good races. We got a lot of good races coming up, and you know we really want to hit our stride when we get to conference and regionals. So kind of lower the mileage, increase the tempo. So yeah,
that's an interesting point. So maybe a shorter practice but more intense, or a shorter run.
Yeah. So right now, like for me, I'm running 80 miles a week right now. But when I get to conference and regionals, I'm going to cut my mileage in like half. So I'll go down to like 40, 45. So my legs will be more recovered, and it's used to that threshold of 80 miles. But when I go to race at 40, I'll be feeling a lot better.
Okay. And then how many are in any given event? How many miles?
Like for the day?
Like if you go to, you went to the Comet Invite.
Oh, it, yeah.
Is any race the same length, or does it depend?
So that was a 5K. In the beginning of the season, we raced a 5K, but all of our races after that are 8K, which is around 4.97 miles. So,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it like that in high school?
No, high school is all 5K.
Okay. So, yeah. Do you know why? They up it to 8?
No idea.
Okay. Yeah.
All collegiate, you go to 8, but for like D1 schools, you go to 10, but I have no idea why we do 8.
Many things befuddle me in learning about some of these sports. Like, oh, you split your season, fall and spring, and run an 8Ks when you've always run 5. So you run an 8K in any given event, but you're running 80 miles a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you cut it to 40, is that just your practice run, or do you include the race if you have a race that week?
You include the race in your mileage, yeah.
Okay. So. And then cross-country courses, are they grass, or are there any city courses?
Mostly they're grass. Okay. You might get a little bit of cement, but mostly it's grass because you're wearing spikes. So they really want it to be grass. It's hilly, grassy, horrible conditions to run fast on, but somehow we still do it.
Right. And some courses are more challenging in terrain, maybe in conditions. Like, hey, if it rains and we're going to this course, we kind of know what to expect. How do you train for those variables without, like, just being in it?
It's honestly a mental thing at that point. It's just you got to know that everybody out there is going to be in a crappy condition. We're all racing the same thing, so you just kind of got to trust your own, like, mental toughness.
This season, it's looking like I'm only seeing one invite your team's been involved in. Is that true, or you've run others?
We've ran two. So we ran Comet Invite, and then last Friday we ran Wayne State at Willow, Michigan.
Oh, that's right.
Willow Metro Park.
Okay. Did you go up and race in that?
I did. I was sick, so I had to drop out during the race. So that was not fun.
No.
But, yeah. The team did very well, though. So I didn't have a good day, but the team did. That's
wondering,
what's important.
You said two, and then on my notes it says he was in the 28th in the Comet Invite. I go, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you ran a – oh, okay.
Yeah.
That happens, right?
It was a bad day, but
it's part of it. It's early on.
Mm-hmm.
So in 8K, what kind of times do we generally get in this time of year, and then what are the times toward the end of the season?
Usually for, like, I would say our top guys, we're trying to aim for, like, 25, 26s towards the end of the season. Right now we're probably around 26, 27. So towards the end of the season you obviously want to be a little bit faster. Like, when you look at a guy like Will Hoovner, he's running, like, 25 right now. He'll be running at 24 by the end of the season, so you usually take, like, a minute off from now.
And if you hang on, big word alert, extrapolate a minute off your time within an 8K, that doesn't seem like a lot, but it is, right, Ryan? Yeah. You're going to tell me it is.
It doesn't seem like a lot, but that is a very hard thing to do within one season. Like, so even changing 5 seconds per mile is a really big jump. Because you're going, like, for example, I run a 520 mile for my 8K. So if I go from a 520 mile to a 515 mile, my body's going to feel that change for 5 miles. So it's really, really going to feel it because it adds up over time.
Okay. We're getting into the weeds here. Mm-hmm. Let's say you run your first mile at a quicker pace. Do you find that it'll kind of revert back to your average? Like when you get to the end, or how does that?
If you open up a little bit too fast, you're going to feel it. And you're definitely going to go a little bit slower in the end. A lot of guys try to go pretty consistent.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, race plans go out the window once you start. And sometimes you open up 450 and you're like, oh, man, I really got to.
Like, you know, when you check your watch, or how do you?
Well, yeah,
is that kind of how you guys time it out?
Yeah, we run with watches, so when we hit that mile mark, you're like, "Oh wow, I gotta deal with this for 4 more miles." So yeah.
So, when you say deal with it, if you just, I don't know if you're gonna maintain that speed, but you're saying your body knows.
Yes.
Okay, we're pushing a little much, so to maintain. Let's say you run a 5 normally, and you run a 440. Just to be able to run a 5 from there on out is just that much more difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot tougher because you've already expelled so much energy within the first 1/5 of the race.
Okay. See, there's just a wealth of knowledge. I love talking sports that I know, but once I don't know, I can really ask the dumb questions.
Mm-hmm.
But then the listeners go, oh, yeah, that is, oh, yeah, good, okay. Thank you for telling me that, Ryan. Courses are different. Some are hilly, some are flat. You have a schedule set out, so you kind of know what to expect. Do you go to the course ahead of time? Like, you're going to race for the Siena Heights invite. That's at Heritage Park, I believe, here in town. Will you guys go out there and race that course? Are you allowed to, or how does that go?
For courses that are probably closer, sometimes we'll, like for Siena, we will absolutely probably be at Heritage the day before getting a pre-race in.
Okay.
But I know for regionals and conference we'll do that. We'll go there a day early just to see what we're dealing with, especially with a course like a race that big. But for smaller courses that are a little bit farther away, like we have Oberlin coming up, that we're probably not going to be able to see that one beforehand. We'll probably just
because travel.
Yeah, travel, and just it's not really worth it.
Okay. Who do you know who's hosting the conference championships this year?
I think it's Olivet. I think it's at the same fight where we did the 5K. Pretty sure that's Olivet this year.
And that would be, does that go into November, or is your season end in October?
Conference is November 1st, and then regionals is November 15th.
All right, Ryan, we got to figure out the postseason for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like track and field where there's a national number between all Division III that if you get to that spot, you're in?
Mm-hmm.
Does that work for regionals, or do they send a bunch of schools to the regional, you all race, and then the top whatever get to go?
For regionals, it's you send a bunch of schools, they bring their top 7 guys because top 7 score in cross country.
Okay.
So you bring your top 7, and whoever gets, I think, top 25 out of that go on to the national meet from there.
So there could be a discrepancy then if one regional is stacked, so to speak, and one is not. It's just the luck of the draw, kind of?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
It's definitely the luck of the draw. I can confirm that this region that Adrian is in is pretty tough.
That's
a pretty fast region.
Okay. Your team, kind of makeup in general, you're one of the underclassmen, but is it a younger team, or do you have more seniors? What would you say, roughly?
Right now, it's definitely a younger team. We got a lot of freshmen who are going to be in our varsity, but we also, I would say 75% younger, 25 like seniors, because three of the 7 are seniors, and then 4 are like me, and then some other freshmen coming in who've dropped some really good times so far. So, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned Will. He's put up some great numbers in his time.
Yes.
What's it like training with him and, you know, just running with him? I assume every day or almost every day.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
He's a really good runner. He's a really good guy. He keeps everybody motivated. We like to say iron sharpens iron. So having a guy like that where you're constantly chasing him definitely gets the whole team tuned up and a lot better.
Well, very good. Do you kind of co-train with the women's cross-country team, or they got their own separate thing going on?
We're training at the same time, but we're not like – we're doing the same workouts, but we're definitely a little bit separated. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely, you know, close with our women's team and always kind of around them and training with them. So it brings a good team dynamic.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, next event, as we mentioned, is not too far away, folks. That's at the Siena Heights Invite, Friday, September 26th. The women will go at noon, and the men will follow that one. So if you want to check out some fast runners, fast, consistent runners, maybe more of an accurate description, go out and see Ryan Morris and company. Out there on the course. So thanks for your time, Ryan, and good luck in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much.
And once again, Ryan Morris, a sophomore from New Boston, Michigan, cross-country runner for the Adrian College Bulldogs. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back home. It's homecoming talk time. Jenny Carlson, she's back. She didn't send anyone in her place. It's her. She's the alumni director at the college. We'll talk with her next. You're listening to the ACL Access Show live from Frickers right here in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
D1 Club Baseball plays this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. Catch Club Softball Friday for a doubleheader starting at 4 and watch the Bulldogs football team take on Manchester University next Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ion. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
D1 Club Baseball plays this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. Catch Club Softball Friday for a doubleheader starting at 4 and watch the Bulldogs football team take on Manchester University next Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ion. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show. We're live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. They're hiring. They have great lunch specials, dinner specials as well. If you like drinks, they have those too. Ian Went. We have Josh Mitchell and Gabby. I'll learn her last name maybe after the show so I can properly introduce her. But she's with ACTV. Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios. It's time already. Homecoming again. I feel like we just had one last year. And here's Jenny Carlson, the alumni director, dubbed the homecoming queen. I didn't come up with that. A bunch of people told me that that's what you are. So you're kind of stuck with it.
I know. We can thank Coach Rainey for that one.
I will. Well, a big weekend, and talking with Prang, there's not a lot of sporting events happening. So that clears up the campus for a lot of alumni events. So what's kind of our basic breakdown, Jenny, of what the the day is going to be. Or is it a full weekend, or is it just Saturday? What's going on?
No, I mean, it's a full weekend, so we kick off on Friday. Friday's always our big Hall of Fame event. One thing I probably have said a million times on this show, but we love the Walk of Fame. It's a really cool experience for the inductees. All of our athletes dress up in their dress-up, wear their jerseys, and line the sidewalk from the Kane Student Center all the way to the Adrian Tobias Room. And the inductees get to make this walk through all of these athletes and get cheered and high fives, and Bruiser leads them off, and then we have a nice banquet for them, and we get to hear all their accolades, and then they get to go up and share a good story or two about their time at AC. And every year it's exciting because I think being an alum, everyone has that story, that Bulldog story that someone can relate to. So
can remember it, Jenny.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in my position, it's kind of cheating because I have to read all of the scripts and see all that. So I get excited because I know what's going to be said. So I'm like, hey, are you coming to this event? You should. Like, when I know someone's going to, you know, mention somebody else. But it's exciting. It's a great honor. And it's funny to see, I get to know these people from basically March, April, and then all the way until this point. So I communicate via email, and then I get to meet them in person. And so it's a great time, and I love getting to celebrate them. So we have a great class going in. We have Rob Leva. He's going in for baseball and football. We have Leah James Pence. She's going in for soccer. Brian Bilius for baseball. Zach Graham for NCAA men's hockey. Samantha Barker Air for soccer, Kelsey Kush for NCAA women's hockey, and then we have an individual going in this year that is actually a really cool award. His name is Keenan Robinson. He was an athletic training student, and he has worked with Olympic swimmers, so he's one of Michael Phelps' coaches. Now he's with the Browns, but listening to his accolades, it's amazing that someone went from Adrian College and went to all these other big D1 programs and the NFL and the U.S. sports program, USA sports teams, and it's just been really cool to see what he's done. So,
and in his time at Adrian, he was just an
athletic trainer. And now he's been to the Olympics. His athletes, the combined, have over 100 Olympic medals, the athletes he's worked with.
So is he bringing any of those athletes with him? Got some special security clearance?
No.
Helicopters flying in? No.
He's actually on the slideshow because we do an introduction video for all of them. We got Michael Phelps on there. So he's
talking about
there.
Him.
And I already forgot, is it Schmidt? She was a female swimmer. She was one of his decorated athletes. So he's with the Cleveland Browns now. So actually today talking to him, he's on the flight coming back from the game and all of that. So it's definitely a great career and a good push for one of our alums. So
Jenny, any teams being inducted?
No, no teams this year. So we've kind of started to try and figure out the best way, because as we've learned and since the big boom and we've added all these teams, we have a lot of people to honor and a lot of teams to honor. So we've kind of come up with a new schedule to try over the next couple of years of teams in 1 year and then more individuals, and then teams in the next year and then more individuals. So we're going to see how that kind of goes, and this will be our first year without a team.
With that dinner on Friday, that sounds like invite only. People already know they're in attendance.
Yep.
So that's Friday. Saturday.
Yes. Saturday's the day.
Is the day. The big day for the community and the rest of the alums and current students and all that kind of stuff.
Correct. So Saturday is the day. And obviously, you know, you think football. So football game is at 3 p.m.
Uh-huh.
With that comes the homecoming queen and king and halftime, you know, fun stuff. We bring the skydivers in to deliver the football. So that's always like my March panic call of, are we on your calendars? And, you know, get them. We cannot not have skydivers. So I'm like, get all my lists done. But we start out the morning with the 50th reunion. So the class of 1975 will be honored this year. So 50 years out. That's more formal. We also invite Golden alums, so anyone that's been out past 1975. And then we go right into the Alumni Awards, which is another one of our fun events where we're honoring great alumni. We have another great group. That is an open event. So Alumni Awards is open. It is in the Adrian and Tobias room from 11 a.m. to about 12 p.m. This year we have Patrick Kilbane going in for a Distinguished Alumni Award. We have a Selena Stiverson going in for the Young Alumni Achievement Award, Scott Schiff for Academic Service Award, Louis Peitzker for the Humanity Alumni Award, Jason Hess for the Honorary Alumni Award, Kay Reinhart, who's in our office, a special shout out to her for the AC Stewardship Award, and then actually Coach Brent Greenwood. He will be getting the Outstanding Alumni Employee Award this year. So great celebration for those individuals, and that's a pretty good event on Saturday, and we love to have people there supporting our alums and the great stuff they've done. Then we move on to the homecoming parade.
So, yes.
The parade this year is a little different. We've shortened it up. It's going to be the Bulldog Mile, so we will be pushing out information on that. So if there are people on here who always are used to the parade being, I believe, on Maumee and then coming up Madison, it is just going to be the Bulldog Mile. So it's going to start on Williams, go down Madison, Michigan, Charles, and then back on Williams.
So no Maumee.
No Maumee. It is going to start at 12:30, and it'll just be Bulldog Mile, Bulldog Loop.
It will not rain this year. Knock on wood.
Well, the weather has changed, so we're happy now. But Saturday, I just stopped looking at my phone because there was a lot of rain.
Was it last year it rained?
Yep. That hurricane. We had perfect. And then all of a sudden that hurricane decided to, you know, throw a curveball at us.
I would not watch the parade.
There was
jumped
still
out
a
of
lot
my
of,
car. And
there were still a lot of people there.
Yes.
It just felt like we couldn't do everything.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited because obviously after you have that year, you are a little more re-energized and want to bring everything to the table. So Kids Corner will be full. Obviously, we love for the community to come out to that. So Kids Corner is over by Herrick Chapel. We have a petting zoo over there.
Yes.
We have Paige's Ponies. I think one's a unicorn, so you can ride a unicorn. And then we have Goober's Exotic Animals. So that's the snakes and lizards and alligators and not my favorite.
The not petting zoo?
The not petting zoo, except for the kids will be holding those snakes all morning. So, and then obviously over there we have like Bounce House and different games for the little kids and stuff. So that's usually to me the most active part other than the parking lot. And I feel bad for the parents sometimes because their kids are pulling them over to Kids Corner. So it's like, you got to watch your kids. So
as
much as you want to be in the tailgate, you're getting pulled over to the Kids Corner side. So, and then obviously in the parking lot, there'll be lots of tailgating going on. There is an alumni football tent this year. So last year we did Alumni Day on a separate football game. This year it's the same. So there's a tent in the grassy area at the front of the Marilat, and that will be the football alumni day tent. We have an all-athletics tent, which is kind of taken over the Hall of Fame tent that we've had in the past couple of years. So there's some coaches in there that are going to be teed up for some of their alums. We have a reunion for 10-year class of 2015. They are doing a tailgate. Are you close?
I'm getting close.
Are you close?
Yeah, next year.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, we've kind of went away from reunions.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, it's tough at the college level, in my opinion, the more I think about it, because you're going back for your affinity groups. So, like, you're going to go back for Greeks. You're going to go back for your athletic teams. You may not know hardly anyone you graduated with. You may know you're going to be closer to your teammates and maybe a couple people in your major. But so we've left that kind of if people want to celebrate it and they want to host it and be in charge of it, we are here to support and help them, you know, with different things. So we're testing out 2015 this year, and we'll see kind of how that goes, and obviously reach out from there. And then we go to the football game.
And then the next day,
Sunday we
traditional.
Yep, Sunday we have our homecoming worship that starts at 11, and we have Jackson Newman is actually an SAE or not SAE, he's an ATO brother, and he will be giving the reflection, and it is really awesome. We get to hear the chap or the choir for the first time this semester. We get to hear a cappella group, and those kids are so talented. I almost come to tears every time because I'm just like, wow, they're just so good. They are so good.
Yes.
And then obviously we will be showing off the new indoor facility. So there will be shuttles, golf cart shuttles out to the facility, lined up kind of in the med center and taking people out. And so that'll be open on Saturday for people to go check out the new facility.
And shout out my econ professor,
yes.
Dr. Habib.
Yes.
Getting the classroom named after him.
Yeah, 44 years.
Yeah.
44
wow.
years. So that's technically what we're kicking off homecoming with. So that'll be on Friday afternoon at 3 in
the Kiel.
That
is Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So now, it does say RSVP, but it's an open event. We just tried to, you know, gauge who was coming. But
we know
a lot of people are just going to show up because that guy has...
That's how it...
He's had a lot of students.
Decades.
A lot of students.
Jenny, if people heard something they want to learn more about or they weren't quite sure, how do people find out about homecoming? And then, of course, get in touch with your office and stay in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, number one for homecoming, you can go to adrian.edu, find the alumni tab, and then go to homecoming. You can find, we have everything listed as of the events tab, but then we have Greeks listed, we have athletics listed, we have reunions listed, so there's lots of different options that you can see what's all going on. All tickets are available on adrianbulldogs.com, so if you want tickets to the football game, you can find those there. And then stay in contact. We actually did the homecoming mailer this year to about 12,000 alumni, and we've probably gotten about 600 to 800 of those mailers back. So we're looking for addresses.
It's not bad for a mailer.
I'm happy with it, to be honest, because
we
can mark a bad address. And, I mean, what's, you know, even if we hit 1,000 out of 12,000, I'm pretty happy with that. That means we have some good contact information. So
that's right. Well, good stuff as always, Jenny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time's up.
Sounds good.
You did it.
We're done.
All the hard work is
done
for you.
Yeah.
I mean, all the planning, hard work. Great job as always. Looking
Thank
forward
you.
To Saturday.
Yeah. And then Sunday at noon.
And
that's
then,
when I'll
yes,
take my, that's
the ultimate
take
exhale.
Yes.
Well, you've been listening to Jenny Carlson, the alumni director, and the homecoming queen. Sorry.
You're fine.
I can't not do
Thanks,
it.
Ian.
You're
no,
welcome.
You're fine.
We'll see you this weekend.
All right.
This has been the ACL Access Show. Thank you to the great folks at Frickers, our in-studio engineer, Josh Mitchell, our camera operator, Gabby. So check out some clips from these interviews on the Adrian College social media pages. We do have some Monday Night Football coming up next right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.